From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The fighting continues in and around Aleppo, Syria, even as Russia is warning the United States that attacks on Syrian government forces could have serious repercussions. Russian news agencies quoted Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova as saying that a U.S. intervention against the Syrian army would lead to what she called terrible tectonic consequences on the whole region. The statement came as Russian airstrikes on Aleppo struck a hospital in the eastern rebel-held neighborhood of Sakur, putting it out of service. One person was reported killed. Syrian government forces, backed by Russian aircraft, renewed their offensive against Aleppo this week after a deal brokered with the United States for a cessation of hostilities broke down. Turkey's president says that the country needs to continue its involvement in Syria and Iraq because of its shared frontier with both of those nations. Recep Tayyip Erdogan told Parliament Saturday that Turkey cannot afford to be off the table in the fight against the Islamic State group. He said Turkey has a 911-kilometer-long border with Syria and about 350-kilometer-long border with Iraq. None of the other countries have that, but they want to determine the outcomes here. We won't and we can't let that happen anymore. He made the comments at the opening session of a new legislative year and ahead of a vote to extend a mandate that would allow the Turkish army to carry out cross-border operations. Turkey started a ground operation in Syria last August in a bid to clear the Islamic State group away from the border area. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Pope Francis rounded up his visit to Georgia with a trip to an historic town and another meeting with Georgian Catholicos Patriarch Ilya II on Saturday. Speaking at the 11th century Svetskoveli Cathedral, the seat of the Georgian Orthodox Church, Francis told the Patriarch that he hoped for reconciliation between all Christians, Catholic and Orthodox alike. The Pope said that he sincerely hopes that all the saints, apostles, and martyrs would help to bring reconciliation between all Christian believers and all who call on the name of Christ. Earlier, the pontiff had said Mass at Tbilisi's main stadium. A small turnout of about 3,000 people attended after the Orthodox Patriarch said that Orthodox believers should not attend a Catholic service. Francis leaves on Sunday for a day-long stop in overwhelmingly Muslim Azerbaijan before returning to Rome. At least two people were killed and six others wounded when a car bomb targeting Somalian security forces rocked Mogadishu on Saturday afternoon. A security official told VOA that a white Toyota Corolla filled with explosives was detonated outside the Blue Sky restaurant. That restaurant is used by civilians and security forces who work at a nearby prison run by Somalia's National Intelligence and Security Agency. Shortly after the attack, the al-Qaeda-affiliated Al-Shabaab terror group took responsibility. In a statement, the group said it carried out the strike to attack guards who worked at the nearby prison. President Barack Obama has urged the U.S. Congress to pass legislation to provide paid sick leave for people who do not have it. During his weekly media address, the president said many households need paid sick leave because both parents have to work in order to survive.
Paid sick leave isn't a side issue or a women's issue or something that's just nice to have. It's a must-have. By the way, so are economic priorities like child care, paid family leave, equal pay, and a higher minimum wage.
The president's comments came 2 days after the Labor Department finalized rules requiring federal government contractors to provide sick leave for up to 7 days per year. According to the White House, a record share of private sector workers now have access to paid sick leave, but nearly 600,000 employees do not currently have even a single day of paid leave. And residents of Jamaica are bracing for the arrival of Hurricane Matthew, a massive, powerful storm making its way through the southern Caribbean. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.